Carroll County Emergency Task Force officials met yesterday to take the temperature of the county after a recent spike in coronavirus cases and how it's impacting services. For many, like the county's 911 center and nursing facilities, it's business as usual in the new normal. But last Friday, health department officials were alarmed at the wave of COVID-19 cases in past days and the difficulty of getting information from some infected individuals. As of yesterday, active cases have leveled off to 33, with no hospitalizations, according to Health Department Administrator Bertie Hartwig. But the county isn't in the clear yet.
I was kind of waiting for a surge to come in a little later this week from the 4th of July, because that would have given time from the 4th of July for maybe people to start having symptoms. So I'm kind of waiting for that, holding my breath.
Functions at the county health department have been hampered, as one employee has been confirmed with the coronavirus, and three are still quarantining at home, including Hartwick.
We have one person, well, two actually, that were not impacted. One of them is there most of the time, and they are answering the phones for us. We're sending all the COVID questions, which we get lots of them every day, onto the state hotline. Wasn't a good time to have to send people home, but that's the way this virus is working, so we're dealing with it.
County residents are now being directed to call the state hotline number at 877-435-8411 for their COVID questions. Anna Barlow, Carroll County Area Chamber of Commerce Director, says she's seeing local businesses become more receptive to procedures and precautions to avoid contracting the virus, which can also close their business.
I think the main thing is now that it's really affecting, you know, they're having positive cases in their businesses. Most of them have been pretty compliant, but I think now this last week is really kind of, they're really interested in doing that prevention piece so that if they do have a positive, that if they haven't contacted everyone in their business and they have to close, I think definitely we're getting there for sure with them.
A day after the grand opening of the $2.7 million Carrollton Aquatic Center on July 4th, it had to close due to employees testing positive for COVID-19. Mayor Scott Bartlett tells us when the city plans its reopening.
Current plan is to reopen on the 19th, but that situation is being monitored, and the Park Board, along with City Council, will be monitoring that situation and make decisions as we go forward.
For KMCU News, this is Joellen Black.